It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, the NFL season gets started in 2 days. We got a game on Thursday. We got a game on Friday. And, of course, we get the full slate on Sunday. Now, one of the games that a lot of people are going to pay attention to happens to be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Detroit Lions. So, yeah, we get a divisional matchup right away. We also, hopefully, no back issues. We should see the debut of Micah Parsons. Joining us right now to talk about these Packers, what we can expect, the big trade, the big splash, some of the new wide receivers, the healthy ones. Joining us right now is Bill Huber, who covers all things Packers for SI. Bill, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for the time. You know, getting right to brass tacks. When you heard that Micah Parsons was on his way to the Green Bay Packers, what were your initial thoughts out the gate?
My initial thoughts were I should have started writing this story a half hour earlier. I'm sure it was Thursday and they had practice on Thursday and whatnot. And I got done with my practice stories and I thought I need to write this Micah Parsons story now. I just thought it was going to happen. I was pretty sure of it. So I'd talked to enough people and it seemed like there was enough smoke where there could be fire. It's like I should probably start writing this. So I grabbed my laptop, sat down, boom, there it was. It's like, crap, I should have started a half hour earlier. It is. It's totally out of character for these guys, to your point. But it's the acknowledgement that they're a really good team and they're not a good enough team. They finished 30 NFC North last year. The top three teams in the NFC last year, they went 0-6. They went 1-5 in the NFC North. They're almost like they're going to be stuck in limbo of they had a good roster. They're going to have a good record. They weren't going to win a championship. So therefore, you're picking 20th where you're not getting impact players. And it's kind of like you're a hamster on a wheel. So enter Micah Parsons, who single-handedly fixes the biggest problem on the team, which is the lack of a pass rush. And that'll single-handedly help fix the second biggest weakness on the team was the questionable pass defense. Obviously, the best friend for any cornerback is a good pass rush. So, I mean, this is an acknowledgement this team is really good, and they got a chance to do something big. And they just needed one marquee player to maybe give them that push over the finish line.
Well, Bill, sticking to the defense and how Mike is obviously going to help one of the best players in the NFL, what's the expectation on who steps up now that Kenny is out the building? I mean, in Dallas, I should say.
Yeah, that was actually the second story I wrote on Thursday. Is Micah Parsons fixes one problem, now you got another one. And that's a real thing, right? Green Bay last year finished third in the NFL in yards allowed per rushing attempt. They were really good. You know, even Barkley, well, he busted one late in that playoff game. They even kept Barkley semi-contained. This is a really good run defense. So in free agency, they lost T.J. Slayton. Now you lose Kenny Clark. So your five defensive tackles, and I'm writing this for a story that's going to go tomorrow. Their five defensive tackles, they've started a combined six games in the NFL.
Yeah.
You got a first-round pick, Devontae White, who was drafted to rush the passer, and he's pretty dang good at it. But he's not drafted to be Kenny Clark 2.0. And otherwise, it's late-round picks and an undrafted guy. So that is a enormous problem, I think, or enormous question, I should say. This is going to be really hard to rush the passer if it's third and two all game long.
Bill Huber is here with us, covers Packers, all things Green Bay Packers for Sports Illustrated. When you look ahead to some of the moves this offseason, I just found it hilarious. Josh Jacobs pretty much said at the end of the season, we need a number one wideout. Having a bunch of number twos is not good enough. And then they go ahead and they draft Matthew Golden. We know about the issues or injuries, I should say, about to Christian Watson. He's on PUP. How's things been looking for Matthew Golden? And what's the expectation for Christian Watson return? You hear positive things. What's the reality with the wideouts?
Yeah, so I'll start with the Watson part first. You know, PUP means for 4 weeks he can't practice. I would think after that 4 weeks, he's going to be pretty close, if not completely ready to go. He has made really impressive progress. I mean, he's been running up and down the sideline during training camp like no one's business. So, so I think he thinks he will be ready. And I think the Packers might think he'll be ready. Then you have the question of he's going to be a free agent next year. So therefore, will his agent think he's ready? I mean, and that's a real thing, right? I mean, he's playing for his next contract and you don't want to screw up something. So I get that. As far as Golden, you hate to put too much on a rookie. but he was just really good. I mean, the Packers listed him as a starter on their unofficial depth chart, which is a nod to what he did all through training camp. You know, everybody knows that he's like super fast. I think everybody in Green Bay knows the 4.29 in the 40 by heart by now. But it's not just that, man. He is just, he was open all summer. And part of it is because he's fast, probably, and the DBs had to back off a little bit, not get beat deep. But he's fast, so people back off. He runs really good routes. He picked up the offense quickly, and he's got great hands. I mean, I've said this a few times. He dropped one pass. If you count the five offseason practices that we saw, and all of training camp and all of preseason, he dropped one pass. So you hate to say that he's going to be the number one guy in this and that, but he'll be an instant impact player. I would be surprised if by the end of the season, he's not their number one target. Maybe not number one receiver by the definition, but their number one guy they throw the ball to.
Well, Josh Jacobs was certainly vocal in saying we need that type of guy here with the Green Bay Packers. Somebody I know who's going to love being able to get the ball to him is Jordan Love. How do fans in Green Bay feel about Jordan? Of course, he got injured to start last season, that first game that we saw down in Brazil. He's now making one of these gigantic contracts at 55. There's some expectations that he's like a top five QB in the league for what he's getting paid, no?
Yeah, darn straight there is. I think the fans got this one right on the head. Sometimes fans think good players stink and mediocre players are great, and the guy on the bench is going to be the best player ever. But there's a lot of wait and see on him, and I totally get it. And I get that he was injured. It took away his mobility. Heck, it took away his ability to practice for a while. So those are real things, and Packer fans will tell you they dropped a lot of passes, and that's also true. He also threw a lot of interceptions again, and maybe just because I watched Aaron Rodgers for so many years, and he never threw interceptions. But
that's right.
To me, you get the ball 11 times in a game. Maybe you get it 12. You just can't give the ball away once or twice. I just think you that's losing football. He's got to get over that. There were too many plays last year where he's under pressure and he just kind of chucks one up there. And again, maybe that's because he was hurt and he was confined to pocket and he'll get over that. But I would say the jury's out. The Packers say he's going to be the guy they paid for. I'm dubious about it, but I just want to see him complete more passes and complete fewer passes to the other team. But
well, Billy,
he was having a good camp before he got hurt with the thumb.
Bill, are you saying that Jordan may not be the guy for the Green Bay Packers?
I mean, they paid the guy. He's their guy. What are they going to do? They've already paid him. Look, he's good enough to win with, for sure. I mean, there's no question about that. They're going to win a bunch of games with him. I just come at it from the vantage point of you're trying to win a Super Bowl, and that's where I don't know. I don't know that he's a guy who's going to win a Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's not going to be. I just don't know because he threw a lot of interceptions in 2023, and he threw the same number in 2024 with like 150 fewer passes. So there's some definite regression there. Again, is it just because he couldn't move? I don't know. So I just wonder if he is the guy to win a Super Bowl. I think we'll find out the answer to that probably by midseason. I think he would have a really good feel for things.
Bill Huber is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. He covers the Packers for SI. When you talk about this division, obviously J.J. McCarthy's a younger guy moving into his second year, his first full year of playing. You got Chicago with Ben Johnson. We see that this team, the Packers, they open up against Detroit on Sunday. How do they fit in with the division? Obviously, there's a full expectation that they go to the playoffs. Is it as the division winners? Is it as a wild card? What do you envision for this team this year?
Yeah, I think the Parson trade just absolutely changes everything. Look, like I mentioned before, they went 1-5 in the division last year. And their one win was a blocked field goal at Chicago in the last play of the game. So they were perilously close to taking the golden sombrero there. And, you know, Chicago's going to be better. Minnesota was really good, and McCarthy, we'll see. I kind of thought before the trade that Green Bay was probably closer to last place than first.
Wow.
Just because Chicago's on the rise and Detroit's really good. I just think, You know, if Detroit wins 15 games and Chicago gets up to 8, Green Bay might be at 10, which mathematically tells you that you're closer to last place. I just think the Parsons trade just changes everything. He's the guy on any given play can win you a game. It doesn't have to be the fourth quarter, but maybe it's a sack strip in the second quarter and you turn a 7-point lead into 14. Now you just go into attack mode. We've all seen the guy. We all overuse the word great so much, but he is a great player, and they're going to win at least a couple more games because of him, and they got a real chance to win the division and make some noise come January.
Yeah, they got themselves a game wrecker. Along the way, you talked about the youth and the inexperience on the defensive front. Are there any other areas of concern when you look at the team overall moving forward?
Yeah, the secondary. Again, Parsons is going to help you out, but, you know, like on Sunday against Detroit, you know, St. Brown gets open so quick. Can they take him away enough for the pass rush to get home? You know, their corners right now are Keyshawn Nixon and Nate Hobbs, who a couple guys who the Raiders didn't want. Mm-hmm. Nixon's turned into a pretty dang good player. We'll find out about Hobbs. Javon Buller is going to be in a slot. I mean, I don't think anybody can look at him right now and say that they have a stopper to go up against St. Brown in week one. And week two, it's Terry McLaurin and who's Cleveland's guy? Cleveland's got a guy. You got T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. You've got C.D. Lamb. I mean, these are just early season games. It is just a gauntlet of quarterbacks and receivers. And on paper, you look at it inside, I don't know how they can stop those guys. If it's third and six in the fourth quarter, can they stop Jamar Chase? Can they stop St. Brown? You know, again, this is where the Parsons trade is a big deal. But just on paper and name recognition and, you know, skins on the wall, as the special teams coordinator Rich Versace likes to say, it doesn't look like they have the answers. We'll find out. That's why they play the games, as they say.
That's why they go out there and play the games. Well, we're going to find out soon enough. These Green Bay Packers, they open up their season on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Certainly, I think we're going to see quite a few shootouts, you know, knowing what we got now with these Packers. Hey, Bill, I appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can find your work with SI.
Just type, I don't know, just Google Packers on SI and I'll show up. Lots of stuff up there today.
Yeah, well, listen, you got a lot of they got you busy right before the season with this whole Michael Parsons trade. So let's see what happens. I know it's going to be real interesting in week four when they take on the Cowboys. So yeah, I know you'll have a lot to write, Bill.
Yeah, Michael Parsons will single-handedly write that story for me.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let's see what he does in that game. Hey, Bill, thank you. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
All right, take care. Appreciate it.